Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone. Yes, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So excited to have all of my listeners from all across the world wide web. That's right, this is your girl, Charvette, keeping it hot, keeping it smoking. You know, we have a phenomenal show today. Oh, my goodness, it is off the chain. We're excited to have all of our listeners, again, tuning in from all across the world wide web. Those that are listening from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and about 14 other blogs all across the world wide web. And again, we're excited to be broadcasting as well on Stella Award-winning iShoutForJoy.com. Thank you for listeners there. Those that are hanging out in the chat room, we say hello. And those that are on the phone lines, we see you as well. Okay, so today, you need to touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor. Today, we are kicking off the show at the top of the hour with Celebrity Spotlight. Oh, yes, we have none other than Judge Karen Mills Francis. You know her with that dynamic burgundy robe and that striking blonde hair. She's in the virtual studio with us right now, and we're going to talk to her about an upcoming book release, Stay in Your Lane. Oh, yeah, you know that. Then we're going to roll into our second segment with another spotlight dynamic young lady, Nina L. Wells, and she is the co-owner and executive vice president of Kingdom Publishing Group. We're going to talk to her, and then we'll wrap up the show with Sherry L. Lewis, wonderful author, just released Selling Your Soul, Selling My Soul, and we're going to hear about that. All right, so I think you all are ready to get this party started. Listeners, again, I have in the virtual studio with me right now, Judge Karen. We love to just call her Judge Karen, and she is here to talk about Stay in Your Lane, Judge Karen's Guide to Living Your Best Life. Certainly you know her from her TV show. She's got a new show coming up, Judge Karen's Court. Oh, my goodness, and that's going to be released with the fall shows. We're going to talk to her about 30, 60, 90-day challenge, which she's a celebrity spokesperson for. We're going to hear all that good stuff. Right now, coming to the mic is Judge Karen. Welcome to the show, Judge Karen.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, we are just glad. Tickle pink to have you, as my auntie in Millersville, Georgia would say. Let's go ahead and jump right on in. So much to talk about. Tell our listeners, how were you even inspired to become a judge?
I had known since I was a young child that I wanted to be a lawyer, like from the time I was 7 or 8 years old.
Wow.
And I had I was practicing law for 13 years, and my husband died, and something about his death just set me to thinking about a new career path. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then I looked around at the disparity that I saw on the bench in Miami.
Yeah.
We're 15% of the population, but there was only one black woman judge in the county of 150 judges.
Wow.
And I decided that it wasn't fair and that I needed to do something about it. Our children need role models. People accused of crimes need to know that they're being heard by people who understand where they came from. And so I made a decision to run for judge. And I ran against this chief sitting judge for county court who had sat as a judge for 24 years.
Oh, my goodness. And you won.
Yeah, needless to say, I beat him.
Yeah. Oh, phenomenal story. And real life example that our youth can look up to. And so how did you hear about the opportunity to be a TV judge, as they say? How did that come about?
There's so many judges on television with shows that come from Miami. At the time in 2008, there were 5 judges on television who originated from Miami. When Judge David Young got his show, when that was announced, I saw him in the judge's garage, and I congratulated him, and I said, how come nobody has ever called me and asked me if I want a show on television?
How about that?
So he actually told his producer about it, and I got a call maybe 2 weeks later from Sony Pictures Television asking me to come to New York to audition. They were auditioning, I believe, 7 other judges. Mm-hmm. And I went for the audition, and the rest is her story, as they say.
I like that. And so tell us a little bit about, you have a new show coming up. Tell us a little bit about that, a sneak peek.
God is good, and God is good all the time. When Sony decided they were getting out of the court show business altogether and they canceled all their shows, a friend of mine in the industry said, well, you need to look for something else to do. And I said, but our show did so well. Won't somebody else just pick up the show? And he says, no, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen in Hollywood. 6 months later, fast forward, I get a phone call from Litton Productions and their production company, and they had gotten calls from some of the station groups that aired Judge Karen asking could they try to bring Judge Karen back on the air. And that's how I end up back on the air. And many of the trade papers that reported it said this is the first in television, that a canceled show was picked up by somebody else. So I'm going to be basically the same show, Judge Karen, blonde hair, red robe, no nonsense. That's going to be me, even in the new show, Judge Karen's Court.
Oh, right. We love it. We love it. And one of the chatters said, I love Judge Karen's down-home common sense. Hey there, Daya. I love your common sense. So we agree.
Thank you.
The listeners agree with you. So tell us, how did you – have you always been a writer? Because we're going to talk about your new book. Have you always been writing?
No, I've never been. Well, I used to write poetry in high school, but what young girl at 15, 16 didn't write songs and poetry? And that's basically where my writing ended. But so many people come to me for advice. I don't just mean on the bench. I mean friends that I have, colleagues that I have, that I have said for the last few years, you know what, I really should write a book, an advice book for women to help them to live better lives than they're living. And that really was my motivation. I started working on this book about 2 or 3 years ago, writing this book, which is Stay in Your Lane, which, you know, that's one of my lines,
yes.
Judge Karen's Guide to Living Your Best Life. And it's a book about disappointment. It's a book about heartbreak. It's a book about renewal. It's a book about new beginnings. It's a book about triumphing. I believe, because of my own life story,
yes.
I was not born with a silver spoon. I was born with, my brother says, a plastic spoon. Based on my own life story, I know that you can overcome anything and be somebody. You can change the course, the direction that your life is taking if you just take charge. Take the wheel of your own life. You know, I use the driving analogies a lot because everybody knows I say stay in your lane.
Yeah.
And so I was so blessed because I didn't know if I would get a publisher. So many people have to self-publish because they can't get a publisher. And I ended up getting published by Random House, which is the largest book publishing company in the world. You see what happens when people tell you, no, you can't. You have to say, yes, I can.
Yes, I can. And we want to give you a great big round of applause for that. Oh, my goodness, that is exciting in and of itself, certainly in and of itself. And I like to say, my pastor says, the VOE, voice of experience. So you're not only just, you know, writing what you heard or you think you know, but you have lived this and you're an example. Oh, my goodness, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we are in our celebrity spotlight, yes, with Judge Karen Mills Francis. We're talking about Stay in Your Lane, Judge Karen's Guide to Living Your Best Life. Connect with her on Facebook. All you got to do is go to Facebook.com and search for Judge Karen. You know how to do it. You know how to do it. All right, so Judge Karen, tell us, what are maybe the top three pieces of advice that kind of stick out in your book that you'd like to share?
Well, I give a whole lot of advice in my book, but one of the pieces of advice, and the book is written in essays, and every essay talks about a thought, a different lesson about living a better life. And I write one essay that's called There's Nothing Sweet About Bitter Friends.
Wow.
I think, and I know it actually, I don't even think it, I know it, that a lot of us surround ourselves with friends that are not looking out for our higher good, do not want us to be the best that we can be. If they're miserable, they want us to be miserable.
Right.
If they're living lives in the darkness, they want us to stay dark. And I think that we have to reassess the energy we have around us, because people really do give off energy. You know, you ever meet somebody and all of a sudden you just feel down because they're giving off negative energy? And I always periodically reassess my life to make sure that the people that I bring into my inner circle are all about positive energy. And, you know, I have a girlfriend that was leaving her husband, who was beating her, mind you, and she would call me and say that one of her other girlfriends was saying, well, how could you leave him? How could you leave the family? What are your neighbors going to say? What are your parents going to say? I mean, it was just pressure, pressure, pressure for her to stay in this relationship where she was treated like a doormat. And I told her, I said, this woman that you keep telling me about is a friend. She is not a friend to you. When somebody says, girl, your man is this, and girl, your man is that, and she doesn't even have a man, right, she doesn't have a man, right, or she's been through 10 or 15 men in the last 30 days, I mean, mind you, of course, you need your girlfriends to keep you on your track, but when you know you got somebody that is truly and honestly behind you, that has your back, then you can believe her when she says, girl, you need to look out for your man.
Right.
But until somebody has proven to you through time and through the test of time that they're a friend, you have to ask yourself, is so-and-so really my friend? And I think that we would all go a lot further in life if we could jettison some of the negative friends that we're carrying on board.
Oh, my goodness.
Throw them out of your proverbial car. Yeah, exactly.
Now the book could be just about that topic and should sell 10 million copies just off of that right there. Oh my, is the book available yet? How can we pre-order?
Well, if you go to my Facebook page, there is a link where you can pre-order the book. The book is going to be released August 17th. Everybody that orders the book by June 1st, I'm sending tickets to the taping of my show.
Oh.
So I know we've had quite a few orders, but you know, it's set to coincide with the launch of the show.
Okay. Outstanding. That is exciting. Listeners, again, check out Judge Karen on Facebook.com. Really simple, just Judge Karen. It's really simple. Connect with her there. You can stay up to date on all the good things that's going on with her. Oh, now, in your courtroom, you have certainly seen a plethora of situations come before you. Relationships are certainly one of the craziest topics, I'm sure, that you have seen and had to counsel people on and give guidance on. What are the common mistakes? So we talked about getting the toxic friends out, but what are some
right.
of the common mistakes you see people making with their relationships?
The biggest mistake. The biggest mistake, and I'm always talking from the standpoint of what women do. I'm not a man. I don't know how men think. I know I'm a woman. I know how women think, and I see the things that women do.
Right.
And we are responsible for what happens to us and what's done to us, because it's about choices. And the biggest mistake that I see is that people don't take the time to get to know this person that they've invited into their houses and letting them drive their cars and letting them take their five-year-old daughters to school and, you know, paying his cell phone bill.
Uh-huh.
I think it's because everybody wants to be loved. We want to be loved so much that we're willing to accept crumbs of affection in the place of real love, and so that we give our hearts, our bodies, our soul, our bank accounts over to somebody who we barely know. It happens all the time. I mean, I can be here all day telling you about the cases that I've had of women that come in and say, I met him and I gave him $2,000 and I bought him a computer, and you never even been to his house.
Oh.
You've never even been to where he lives. You've never even been to his job. You don't know him because, you know, people can put on a front, but your true colors eventually shine through. It's like when you paint over a house without priming the wall. It looks really nice the first month maybe that the house is painted. After that, you start to see that the wall wasn't prepared and that paint was just a facade for something that's falling apart.
Oh.
And I think we need to look at men, especially men, because that's where women tend to go wrong is with men.
Right.
So if you know that that is the avenue that you take in life that usually leads you to a dead-end street, then you need to stop and think about the choices that you're making with men and how much time you're giving a man to show you who he really is.
Oh, my goodness. Judge Karen, you are off the chain. You are off the chain. One of our chatters says, I just adore this woman for her wisdom. Another chatter said, why is my phone ringing off the hook during the show? I'm trying to get some wisdom. So, listeners, we are excited that you're in the chat room and on the phone lines checking us out. I tell you, our time is up. I just feel like we could keep on going.
Oh, wow.
I
didn't even feel like we spoke that long.
I tell you. Listeners, please check out Judge Karen on Facebook. Connect with her there. That's the first step. Then you can get all the information about the upcoming book release, Stay in Your Lane, Judge Karen's Guide to Living Your Best Life. You can find out about the show, Judge Karen's Court. Oh, real quick, I don't want to leave out the 30, 60, 90-day challenge. Tell us a little bit about that real quickly.
It's a partnership with the Energy Commission to help people to learn to conserve energy. If you go on my Facebook website, on my Facebook, you will have a link there to the website that explains how we all can save energy because, you know, this world is just one place we got and it can't be replaced. Did I say that fast enough?
Yes. Thank you so much, Judge Karen. We adore you, and we just wish you much success in all of your endeavors and appreciate you joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. All right, listeners. Oh, my goodness. We're going to keep this train going. We're going into a quick commercial break, and then I have my second guest in the virtual studio right now, Nina Wells from Kingdom Publishing Group. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Ladies, are you looking for classy clothes for church or special occasions? Visit tchairandbeauty.com, your online boutique offering church suits, hats, and accessories. Shop at tchairandbeauty.com for designers like Donna Vinci, Lisa Renee, and more. Fellas, we didn't leave you out. Visit suitedforhim.com. That's suited, the number four, and him.com for the latest fashions that will take you from the boardroom to Sunday morning worship. Suitedforhim.com strives to help men and women look their best.
Join us for the 411 Buzz, covering artist news and entertainment with MZ Dave, your voice, your story, on industrybuzz.com. That's Buzz with 3 Z's.
All right, listeners, again, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So excited to have you joining us. I am bringing to the mic right now my next phenomenal guest. Yes, I have Nina L. Wells in the studio with me. Hello, Nina, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Charvette. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. This is long overdue from my fault. I take full responsibility for that. Listeners, I want to tell you a little bit about Nina. Oh, my goodness. She has served in the publishing business for nearly 20 years and in the field of education for over 25 years. She's an ordained minister, certainly has a passion for teaching and counseling. She's the author of 5 books. Her profound autobiography, Lost Foundation, From Foster Care to God's Heir, is continues to be at the top seller, at the top of the sellers list. She is the co-owner and executive vice president of Kingdom Publishing Group, where she assists Christian authors and musicians with publishing, producing, and promoting their books and music. And she's on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show to talk to us today. Oh, woohoo! Glad again to have you, Nina.
Thank you so much for having me. This is really, really exciting. And let me just tell you, I am still riding high, you know, from Judge Karen.
Yes.
Because she just hit it. She just hit it. And
oh, my
goodness. She's so wonderful. I love her. I absolutely love her. So this was exciting.
Her spirit is so great and certainly a lot to say. I'm sure that book is gonna do well. It's going to do really well.
Absolutely. That's right.
Right. So tell our listeners about Kingdom Publishing Group. We want to know a little bit more.
Okay. Well, Kingdom Publishing Group was established in 1999. It is a Christian publishing book and book publishing and music production company. We do assist authors with self-publishing their work. We do everything from start to finish, from conception to delivery. You know, we help you get your God-inspired work out to the world.
I love that. I love that. And you've touched so many lives and have so many wonderful clients that certainly prove that you are helping people get their work out to the world.
We have dynamic clients, Charvette. We've got from all genres, you know, from poetry to fiction, nonfiction. We have instructional books. We everything you can think of that comes through, but it's very, very good, very quality. We have very successful authors. And most of all, Charvette, we have authors who thoroughly love the Lord.
All right. I love it. I love it. And listeners, while you're listening, you can check out kingdompublishing.org while you're online, kingdompublishing.org. All right. Mm-hmm. So, Nina, if someone comes to you and they say, I want to write a book, I just feel like I need to write a book, I feel like I have a story to tell, what's the very first thing you would say to that person?
Well, the very first thing I will say to them is ask them if they truly feel that they have a message from God to give to the world. Because not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, as you know, is prepared to go forth and call his name, you know, to the world in a manner which will draw all men unto him. That's the most important piece that we're looking for. The next step, and that's the spiritual part. The natural step would be to come in and meet, or we do by telephone because we have a lot of clients from outside of the state of Virginia, is to have a one-on-one consultation. And that's kind of like a, it's kind of like a two-way interview where the client has an opportunity to interview Kingdom Publishing, find out more about us, our mission, and how we can help them. And at the same time, we are able to interview that client, review their work, and to see if it's a good place or a good fit for our company. Usually, you know, we get a lot of good stuff. We get some stuff that's not quite on, and we have to reject it. But we don't reject it in the manner in which, you know, we just say no. We actually offer options. You know, if an author has to work on their writing skills a little bit more, spelling, grammar, then we do offer support in that area to prepare the author for, you know, to get that work out there. So that's the first step, is that consultation, and it's a key step. It is free. There's no cost for it. It's just an opportunity, again, for them to find out more about the industry, you know, because knowledge is power.
Yes, it
is. You know, so if you're not knowledgeable about the industry and what's going on out there, what the expectations are, because it's a lot of work, you know, to publishing a book as well as marketing yourself. And so you have to be out there and be a presence and be willing to share not only the word of God, but the message that he's given you specifically to give to the world.
Oh, right. And I'm so glad you said that you are based in Richmond, but you can help authors from all over.
Absolutely. Yes, we have, oh my goodness, we have authors from almost every state, and it's growing a lot. There's so many new things that Kingdom Publishing is looking to do because our client pool is far beyond Virginia, far beyond the state of Virginia, even abroad in the United Kingdom.
Oh, outstanding, outstanding. Okay, so what would you say are the, you've kind of hit some of them, but the high-level process steps for the publishing process. So, you know, starting when the person has come in and they've had their consultation and your company feels like, yes, this is a go, this is something that we want to move forward with, what are kind of the high-level process steps after that?
Well, the first step would be their cover design.
Yes.
That's the picture, or that's the image that you're going to put out to the world. You know, what has God revealed to you, you know, that your cover should look like? We do not use template covers. We do not, you know, tell you how your cover should look. Everything we do at Kingdom Publishing, it must, we're kind of like a conduit, you know.
Okay.
So it must come from God through you and then shared with us, and we help you get it out to the world. We're like midwives, if you will. You know, we're helping you bring that baby forth. However, God has to be very much a part of it. So the first thing, the next step is we ask the authors, what has the Lord revealed to you in terms of how this cover should look? And oftentimes, Charvette, we get many authors that say, well, God hasn't shown me anything. So we'll quickly say, go back to him. You know, because God does. If God gives instructions, you know, if he tells you to do something, he's going to give you the step-by-step instructions of how to carry it out. So we want to be sure. Sorry that our authors stay in God's face throughout the process.
And can I just pause right there and say, the cover, ladies and gentlemen, I am not in the book publishing process, but I have interviewed tons and tons of authors, high profile, those just starting out, tons and tons of authors. And let me say, from a media standpoint, the book cover, we may not agree with this, but the book cover a lot of times sells your book. So invest in the book cover. Spend money on the book cover. That is not a place to go cheap. That is a place to invest. So I just wanted to say that from a media standpoint, to really invest in that and get a clear direction and vision of what that book cover should be. Great. All right.
And there's so many important pieces to that cover. And not only to have a good graphic designer to construct a clear cover, but also to make sure that graphic designer can't just be someone who does design. It has to be someone who is skilled at understanding what the rules in the publishing industry are, you know, in terms of how your title should be placed on the cover. And, you know, just where those pictures are placed. The colors are important, and the picture is important, but also you're trying to meet a standard. You're out there competing with the big boys, you know, so you want to be sure that if you self-publish a book, you know, you're not just putting together something and throwing it between some pages and saying, I'm an author, but you're actually producing a product that offers excellence. And that's what Kingdom Publishing does for our authors. We produce quality products and present it to the world in the spirit of excellence that can stand next to any book that is out there on the shelves today. And it's successful.
Yes. Outstanding. Again, listeners, kingdompublishing.org. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. I'm in my second segment featuring Nina L. Wells with Kingdom Publishing Group. You don't want to go anywhere. We're going to be talking to Sherry Lewis in a little while. All right. So, we have so much to talk about. Keep going. Keep on going.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm looking at your clock, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. But there's so much that I can share with authors. Because let me just say this, and then I know you have to move forward. But I just want to say this to your listeners. If God has placed a message within you, please don't sit on it. The hour that we're in, Charvette, is definitely the end time. We're not approaching it. It's not coming. It's here. And I believe God is giving some mighty messages to his people. And I'm encouraging those of you to lay aside the fear, the apprehension, and just go forth and get this word out there. There's a lost world, and that's what it's really all about. We have to get the message out to the world. We have a responsibility to do that. So,
And I love that your company offers conferences and seminars.
Yes.
And so, you know, certainly if you're in the Richmond, Virginia area, you want to check out kingdompublishing.org because they can come to you face-to-face and also take up the opportunities for the really in-depth training for authors. Do you have any events coming up you want to spotlight or shout out?
We just finished doing our spring kickoff.
That
is coming out. Yeah. And so not right at this moment, not until the fall, when
we'll
do another public speaking workshop. But look for us to make some exciting announcements over the next month or so. And a lot of it has to do with KPG doing online. So it's going to be a whole lot, which opens us up so much broader in terms of that move. It's going to be a mighty move, and I think it's going to really expand the company and offer greater and even more economical services to our clients.
great. And you also have an upcoming book. I know it's kind of a sneak peek I'm asking for, but Paralyzed in the Process. And those that are listening from Blog Talk Radio, you can see the cover for Paralyzed in the Process by Nina L. Wells, which is coming up. Tell us a little bit about that, a sneak peek.
Yes, Paralyzed in the Process is actually coming out in July. So it's in June, but it looks like it's going to be July of 2010. It's actually, you know, I have two books that are kind of overlapping each other. My book that came out last year, which is doing so wonderfully, I had no idea how great Lost Foundation from Foster Care to God's Heir was going to do. And so we're meeting the deadline on Paralyzed in the Process. Paralyzed in the Process, really quickly, kind of teaches, you know, the more specifically the Christian community and leaders about how God, you know, even though we get the message all the time of going forth, do the work of the Lord, do what the Lord tells you. The subtitle to Paralyzed in the Process is When God Calls You to Sit. Mm. And there is a season of sitting that we have to go through so that God can pour into us, so that he can break some junk off of us.
Wow.
Burn some stuff off of us, cut some, as Judge Karen said, toxic folk away from
yes.
us. And it's a season, Charvette, that you can't move to the left or the right. You can't get up. You can't do anything until God says so. And how oftentimes we end up in that paralyzed state because we didn't listen to God in the first place.
Wow.
So God whispers to us. He nudges us. He shoves us, and then he puts us in a place where we cannot move. He loves us that much. And so he pours into us and prepares us for what is yet to come in and through us.
Oh, my goodness. Now,
it's
you
powerful.
Know, listeners, that is powerful. Paralyzed in the Process. Nina L. Wells, Kingdom Publishing Group, kingdompublishing.org. Yes, I know you're saying, I want more, I want more. Well, that's what happens in radio. We give you just a little bit of a taste, and we want you to reach out. We do have one question from the chat room, and they said, are there certain subjects that Kingdom Publishing is looking for? I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good question, because it is key that even with Kingdom Publishing or any publishing company that you check and find out what is it that they're looking for at that moment. Because sometimes we send our manuscripts, and we haven't checked with the company to see if they're even receiving children's books right now. Are you receiving fiction books right now? So this is what Kingdom Publishing is looking for right now. We are looking for books on worship.
Oh.
We're looking for books on worship that teach about worship, that share about the glory of worship, that talk about the importance of worship. We're looking for worship books.
That's what they're looking for?
Exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm. And usually, you were going to say?
Okay. Usually when that changes, then we'll put up an announcement on our website that says we're looking for something different. But right now, it's books about worship. Worshiping God.
Mm-hmm. Listeners, you got to hear hot off the press from Nina L. Wells. Oh, my goodness. We have enjoyed talking to you, and we're certainly going to have you back. Congratulations. Woo-hoo. On all of the projects and upcoming book releases and all that you do to help authors and musicians get their works out to the world.
Amen.
And we're excited that you were able to join the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you, Charvette, and to your listeners. I appreciate you.
Great. Thank you so much, Nina.
Bye-bye.
All right, listeners, we're rolling into our last segment with Sherry L. Wells. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. summer. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Z's will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Z's is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Z.com. She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, 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 listeners, and welcome back to our third segment with Essence Magazine best-selling author Sherry L. Lewis. We are excited. We are tickled pink that she stopped by the virtual studio on her blog tour. And listeners, I'm telling you what, you want to keep it locked. You don't want to move. You don't want to go anywhere. Let me tell you a little bit about my guest, Sherry L. Lewis. Oh, my goodness. She authored her first book at the age of 6, and her writing was put on hold while she attended Howard University and then medical school at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. After working almost 15 years in the medical field, she recently left her position as a staff physician to pursue writing and ministry full time. And she is here to talk to us today about her newest book release, Selling My Soul. Oh, yes, you know about that. Selling My Soul is the highly anticipated sequel to Sherry's debut novel, My Soul Cries Out, and I am glad we have her right now in the virtual studio, and I'm bringing her to the mic. Sherry, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Charvette. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, we are just glad to have you and excited for you for your tour. We're glad we're one of the first stops on your blog tour.
Yes, you are, indeed.
Great. So let's go ahead and jump right on in. So certainly when you released My Soul Cries Out, did you think that you were going to have a sequel all along? How did the sequel come about, Selling My Soul?
I had absolutely no intentions of writing a sequel. Selling My Soul was such a taboo, controversial, sticky issue, and it was so difficult to write. And by the time I finished writing it, I didn't want to see those characters, talk to them, think about them, or anything ever again. But what happened was people enjoyed the book so much. I mean, they really loved My Soul Cries Out. And there were some questions that they had unanswered, that they were wanting to know, well, what happened with this, and what happened with that, and what happened with this. And they just kept saying, we need a sequel. We need every single email, every bit of feedback I got. There was just this demand for a sequel. So finally broke down and wrote it.
Wow. So the readers really drove that book then. Okay,
absolutely,
good.
Completely. I would not have written it otherwise.
Wow. So in your own words, tell our listeners kind of the synopsis of Selling My Soul.
Selling My Soul is about Trina. She was the best friend of the main protagonist in My Soul Cries Out, and she went away for a 2-year mission trip. When she comes back, her heart is still in Africa. I mean, she's just in love with it and just can't wait to go back. But unfortunately, she comes home to some serious problems. One of them is that her mother has been diagnosed with terminal cancer, and her sister has also let her mortgage go unpaid. And so she's in danger of losing her house. Her mom can't pay her medical bills. So she has to return to the job that she really didn't want to go back to. And she signed a damage control client. She's a public relations specialist. And this client is the bishop of a church that's in the middle of a sex scandal. And unfortunately, that sex scandal involves her best friend's husband. So she has to decide whether she's going to sell out and sell her soul and damage her best friend and risk her integrity and risk the man she loves in order to make the money to pay for her house and to try to keep her mother alive.
Juicy, juicy topic, I am telling you. And I love that you have an excerpt on your website so listeners can go there and that pulls you right in and you're like, oh, it left me. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's going to happen. Certainly, give us your web address.
It's www.sherrylewis.com, and that's SHERRILEWIS.
Great. All right, listeners, so you can go there and check out that excerpt. So you know what? Tiffany and Trina have a very interesting relationship. So they're the sisters, and Tiffany is the younger sister, the baby sister. Talk a little bit about their crazy almost kind of relationship. And, you know, in real life, you know, how that impacts families.
Yeah, crazy is a great way to describe their relationship. Tiffany is the typical baby of the family that's spoiled, that thinks she should be taken care of, thinks she's entitled to the family paying her bills and literally cleaning up behind all her messes. And unfortunately, Trina and her mother have done this for years and years. But with the present crisis, they just can't do it anymore. Tiffany has to get on her own and take care of herself and do her own thing. And so Trina just, you know, decides, I'm going to stop enabling you. You got to get yourself together. I'm going to put your butt out on the street if you don't get yourself together. And
right.
It's funny. People always say every family has one of those. Every single family has that person that's just like, oh, my God, why can't you get yourself together? And why do we got to take care of you?
Yeah, and they feel entitled.
Real dynamic. Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, that I sometimes call it just a welfare mentality
exactly.
that you expect, you know, and you may or may not be on welfare and not knocking you or dissing you if you are, but,
right.
you know, that mentality of that you have the entitlement that everyone should give to you. So that,
exactly.
I think, is definitely a real life scenario there. Have
yeah.
you had any questions or pushback or anything negative concerning the sex scandal and the church? And, you know, did you have anyone say, well, why did you have to pick that type of drama?
Not at all, because a lot of the readers first go round are mm-hmm. people that read My Soul Cries Out. So
yeah.
they wanted the answers to it. And I don't think I dealt with it in like a scandalous, yucky drama way. It was more, this is an area that, this is something that goes on in churches and we need healing and what's
yeah.
the answer for it. And you know, in both books, I deal with very real issues that people are uncomfortable talking about, but that somebody's got to be offering a solution. Somebody's got to say something about it. So,
cool. And what do you want people to walk away with? Like, what are some of the key themes that you want them to walk away with when they read Selling My Soul?
There's so many messages in it. I think the main underlying theme is faith, that no matter how bad a situation looks, that you got to find a way to look past the circumstances, look at God, and trust that he's got everything under control. And I think that was Trina's main problem. She didn't trust God, and that's why she moved in the direction of selling her soul. And she had to come to that point where she was like, God, you've got this. In her
yeah.
mother's illness and dealing with the bishop and dealing with her best friend, even in dealing with the love interest in the book, she had to walk in faith, and fear was not an option. And she had to say, God, I trust that you got me. I trust that you're in charge. And so if there's a big faith message in the book. Another one of the messages was, in order for her to be in love and to have a healthy relationship with this dream guy in the book,
yeah.
she had to get healed of her past. There was no way she could go forward with him without getting healed of all of the junk that had happened to her in her past. So she had to face it. She had to look at it. She had to look at the way it affected her and be willing to face it and do something about it.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So she was on a mission trip in Mozambique. Have you been to Mozambique? Have you ever been on a mission trip?
I haven't been to Mozambique. In fact, when I wrote this book, I always had a passion to go to Africa and do missionary work, but I had not set foot on African soil. I talked to a bunch of missionaries. I read a bunch of books by my favorite missionary who's on a mission base in Mozambique, and then I wrote the book. And then since I wrote it, I've been to Africa twice. I've been to Cape Town in West Africa. So it was amazing
wow.
to come back and to feel and experience a lot of the things that Trina experienced. It was like, whoa, I wrote that, and then I got to feel it, and it was real.
Yeah.
You know, what I conveyed in the book was actually real. So that was
wow.
that was kind of scary and interesting.
That's amazing. That is so
yeah.
amazing. Tell our listeners, how can they purchase your book?
It's available wherever books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Books A Million, Walmart, Amazon, online, and they can also get an autographed copy on my website if they want it signed by me.
Great. I love that feature. And
yeah.
again, listeners, that's www.sherrylewis.com, Sherry with an I.com. All right. So how did you transition from the medical field to writing? What a dramatic transition.
Very dramatic transition. I never really wanted to be a doctor. I always wanted to be an artist. I always wanted to write and sing
uh-huh.
and dance and create and do all those kinds of things. But my dad was like, do something stable and do your artsy stuff on the side. And so
okay.
for years, uh-huh. for years I worked in a profession and was just completely miserable at it every single day. And then I was staring at my 40th birthday, and I was like, am I going to continue to be miserable, or am I going to go after my dreams? And so I just made a decision. I already put out the first three books, and I just decided to take a leap of faith that I'm not going to live the rest of my life miserable. 40 is a big deal for me, and I need to make decisions that are going to make me happy, not that are going to make my dad or anybody else happy. And it may look crazy, but I'm walking away from this life that's kept me miserable, and I'm walking toward my dream life. And I just trust that God is going to catch me. Like, I'm going to jump, he's going to catch me, and it's going to be amazing. And haven't looked back since, and it's been an amazing adventure.
Well, we applaud you for that, and certainly we know that God will be there wherever you your next step is. He'll be there before you get there. That is outstanding. And so I don't want to leave out your other books that you've written. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about those if they haven't had a chance to read them?
Sure. My Soul Cries Out, which is the prequel to Selling My Soul, is about a woman that comes home to find her husband, who's the minister of music in their church, in bed with another man. Mm-hmm. And it deals with homosexuality in the church. And he was actually molested in the church by a deacon when he was 10 and then another one when he was 13. And so that's the scandal that comes out in Selling My Soul, the whole deacons molesting kids in the church. So that's My Soul Cries Out. Dance into Destiny is a journey story of two women who have to develop an intimate relationship with God so they can figure out what their purpose and destiny is. And it's really my story of, what do I want to do with my life? What do I have to do to be happy? I'm miserable, and I want to find out what God really put me on earth for so I can chase after that and live a purpose-driven life. And then The List is the one that came out last March. It's about single, successful, saved women that are tired of waiting on God to bring their soulmate. So they make a list of everything they're looking for in a man, and they go on a hilarious dating adventure trying to be found by their husbands. And it's basically my last 5 to 6 years as a single Christian on the dating scene and how hilarious and painful that's been at the same time.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing.
Aired it out.
That is so funny, because our next week's show, listeners, is How to Date and Stay Saved. So get Sherry's book, and then you'll be all good for that topic, and can call in and give us some comments. Okay, great. So that is a wide range of things you've written about. Do you think that My Soul Cries Out and Selling My Soul, do you think this is the end, or will there be a prequel or or something else?
That's a good question. I've had a couple of people to read it and be like, I want to know what's next, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So if I get enough feedback like that, I'll probably do another story in it. I don't know what I would do, but I didn't know what I'd do with this, and so we'll see. Everybody wants a sequel to The List because they felt like there was unanswered stuff in that. So that's actually what I'm working on right now, is the sequel to The List. Everybody wanted that.
Okay, phenomenal. And how can people connect with you on your social networking site?
They can either come to my website. Oh, social networking. So Facebook is where I live. And that's the only one I can handle. I can only do one at a time.
No
problem. Addictive, and I just, I live on the internet. So I just narrowed it down to Facebook under Sherry Lewis.
Great. Listeners, you got to check it out. Oh, and I also want to mention that you are the co-founder of Faith-Based Black Fiction Writers of Atlanta, along with Tia McCors. So tell us a little bit about that.
It's a group of women that came together about 7 years ago because, writing is very isolated and very lonely. And so we wanted to be able to connect with other writers that were also writing Christian fiction. We formed a critique group, and it's just grown from there, where we do a lot of teaching on writing. We have guest speakers in that are writers. We critique each other's work. We just encourage each other. We just form a support. And several of the writers have gotten published since the group started. Dwan Abrams, Tia McCullers, Rhonda McKnight, Kendra Norman Bellamy. So there's a large group of Christian fiction writers out of Atlanta, and we're all kind of connected with one another.
Okay, outstanding. And certainly people can find information about that on your website as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, well, congratulations again on your newest release, Selling My Soul. And certainly we're just glad that we had the opportunity to talk to you on your blog tour and wish you much success. And I'm telling you, it's more to come from you. It's more to come from Sherry L. Lewis.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for joining us. All right, listeners, that is going to be a wrap. Oh, my goodness, today's show was off the chain. You know how we do it. We started the show out at the top of the hour with TV Judge. You know her. You know her, Judge Karen, with the beautiful burgundy robe and the stunning blonde hair. She talked to us about her new book, her new show that's coming out in the fall. And then we went to the second segment, and we are talking to, and we talked to Nina Wells of Kingdom Publishing Group, and you found some tips out for those that are aspiring authors. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. So check them out online. And then we wrap the show up with the phenomenal and dynamic Sherry L. Lewis. Check her out online as well. Pick up her book. Purchase it. Purchase all the books you haven't read yet. Get all that good stuff. Connect with them and keep your eye on all of our guests. Listen, next week you want to check back with us. Really, really great interactive show, especially for my singles. Yeah, for my singles. How to date and stay saved. You know you want to be in the chat room. You know you want to be on the phone line. You know you want to keep it locked right here. And so, you know what? That's going to be a wrap for today. And we thank you so much again, as always, for checking out the show and for keeping us on the top of your list. Until we meet again, bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Memphis is the 2010 Rhythm of Gospel Awards, Saturday, July 24th, 6 p.m. at the Cannon Center. It's the very best in independent gospel artists across the nation, featuring Kevin Lemons and Haya Colley, the Marable Twins, Minister Phoebe, the Echo Air, Bishop Victor T. Curry, Dexter Walker, plus Dr. Ella Quint Weaver and the Hallelujah Singers. The 2010 Rhythm of Gospel Awards, July 24th. Get your tickets at all Ticketmaster locations or log on to therhythmofgospel.com.
It's important to protect your hearing. Your eardrums are tender, so keep them safe. It's simple. The audiologists at Listen to Your Buds offer two key tips when you're listening to music with earbuds and headphones. One, keep the volume down. A good guide is half volume. Number two, limit listening time. Give your hearing quiet breaks. Play the Turn Down the Volume animated music video game at www.listentoyourbuds.org/game.php. This message is brought to you by the American Speech Language Hearing Association.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.